This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, the natural sound, the meditative sound of the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side, helping you to find what's good today in the world. So let's start with how wonderfully well our factories are running. Everybody enthused? Well, it doesn't probably mean a lot to you unless you're working in the factory and your jobs are secure. But I think it's good for, generally speaking, our sense of self. If things are doing better, we feel better. And even because there's so much negative stuff around today, and it, you know, takes root. It gets into your head. No matter whether you really believe it or you don't believe it, it affects you. So here's something to counter all the bad stuff from the Institute for Supply Management, saying that they, as they watch the index of manufacturing activity in our country, it has moved ahead every month this year. So that's good. And any numbers over 50, according to their index, means that it's good for the economy, expansion in the economy. 54.8 was the April number. 54.9 was the number in May. So the increase in manufacturing base. And what that means is that factories are being built and people are getting jobs. People are getting jobs. That's good. How many people listening to this program right now either are looking for a job, have a new job, think they ought to get a new job? So I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. All right, everybody ready for Doug's advice? I don't hear a lot of excitement over my
ready. Mic. We're ready.
We're ready.
Okay, there's a new way, it would appear, of preparing yourself for a new job. One of the things that's going on with employers large and small, you know, there is this, now we all have some sort of a social media imprint. Like if you were looking for a job somewhere else, Jennifer needs another job. If you, Victoria, anybody here, Kara was looking for a job.
Like a hole in my head, I need another job,
right.
I think.
So, but you would be judged now according to what's on your social media accounts. Everybody, pretty much, even people who don't want to, like me, pretty much have some kind of imprint when it comes to social media. But there's a new sort of wrinkle in finding a new job. Maybe I should put this together with our daily promotion for ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The new craze is to test a job applicant's strength, figuratively and literally. That is, doesn't make any difference what the job is, but there's a new trend to ask a person what his or her physical activity has been or is, and what your strength quotient is. And if you don't live up, that is, and I think this makes a lot of sense. This tests whether or not a person's a smoker or a drinker. You have a right, if you're hiring somebody, to get who you want and what you want. And if you want people that are conscious, oftentimes people who are conscious of their physicality, no matter what their age, are better investments because, let's face it, a lot of people, Jennifer, at CRN, how much does it cost you to train a new employee? You have to invest money in training people how to use
time.
The equipment.
Yeah. Well, it's not only that, but it's the resources. We're a small staff, so it's the resources of whoever the trainer is.
Yep. Right. So you want to know that you're getting the best you can get. And there are all kinds of ways of doing that. How do you screen people now for jobs?
I always look at social media. I've done that for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times lately, the people we've hired have come with recommendations from other people, which I think helps a lot.
Yeah, it does. Would you ever consider checking out the physical fitness abilities, the strength, literally and figuratively, of the people?
That's called discrimination. I would not commit to that.
Why is it discrimination? It's not discrimation.
That's discrimination, yes.
No, it's not.
To hire someone based on physicality? Yeah.
Yeah.
What if someone has physicality.
No. Don't, that's not what I'm saying. Not of how you look, but whether you are in physical, if you are taking care of yourself.
What if someone's disabled, like in a wheelchair,
then
but they can perfectly do
account.
A job?
That's taken into account. Depends on what the job is. You're not going to hire somebody in a wheelchair to drive an Uber car. So, you know, I'm saying for the job, depending on what the job is, if you are looking at people and want to have the best, let's face it, being in better physical shape means that you're, for the most part, going to be better at what you're doing. So both of you sound like you're taking exception. I'm not.
Well,
saying,
I just think it depends on like you said, it depends on the job. Obviously, if you want to be a firefighter, you have to go through the physical tests.
Right.
You know, but if you're a CPA, that's a totally different thing.
Not necessarily. If you're a CPA and the company is run by somebody who wants to make sure that you're in good shape, then that should be a discretionary thing on his or her part.
I don't see how that's relevant, though. I mean, you would be discounting someone like Stephen Hawking.
Well,
you know,
you may not, but that's up to the individual employer. See, that's the difference. That's where we've gone today in our country. The government gets involved. You have to do this and you have to do that. If I'm running a business, I want to hire who I want to hire.
So you want to hire only hot women? And
well, I have three hot women working for me now, so what's wrong with that?
So clearly.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. It just seems like that puts, I don't know. We're putting physicality over skill.
No, we are not. We are not putting physicality. We are putting one's ability to function on the job. That's not physicality. That's strength. There's a difference. If you are on the, I remember, as a matter of fact, working on the 44th floor of the Prudential Tower when I ran WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s. And I remember, I didn't, this wasn't a prerequisite for the job, but I remember on a couple of occasions taking people up and down the stairway to just kind of spend time with them and figure out who they were. And going up and down 44 flights of stairs, you better believe, is a test for me or anybody else.
Yeah, I understand, but I also think it's a slippery slope to sexism and ageism and discrimination in general.
That's the way, if you want to hire somebody who's qualified to do this, that, or the other thing, that ought to be your, I don't want necessarily to underscore, if everything's equal, age shouldn't have a thing to do with it, and neither should any of the other things that you just mentioned. But at a time when people are not, it's a very interesting thing. Millennials are not taking good care of themselves. Millennials are not strong. Millennials in general are not doing what they might be able to do because they're so dependent or they're so attached to the business, to the utilities they have around them. iPhones, free time spent. Just occupying themselves, and this is a...
It's interesting, because on one hand, I agree with that, but I don't think... I think that everyone is dependent on their phones. I no longer think it's just a millennial thing.
Yeah,
I think that people of all ages, but I also think, you know, we talk about food and eating healthy, and I feel like getting food that's good for you is a huge thing with millennials now, that they want food and that they want to know where it's from. And I also...
Absolutely.
I don't know. I think that's a generalization. I don't know that that's necessarily true.
They may not be sticking to gym memberships because they're expensive, and a lot of millennials are still living at home with their parents. So $100 a month for the gym is not something that they're spending money on. So I think it's harder to track the actual physicality. But there are tons of studies. Kara's right that millennials care more about eating non-GMO foods and organic and things like that, and recycling and all that stuff. That's health wise.
Right.
Millennials are much more concerned than any other generation in history.
That's good. Not suggesting that isn't the case. I think that they're the idea. This is good top of mind stuff. It's good things for your consciousness to think about in terms of, yes, food and water and making sure that we are living a cleaner lifestyle, vaccines, all kinds of things that come into the picture.
So does that stuff then, to play devil's advocate, if millennials aren't healthy, then does that stuff even matter? Does that even play into someone's health?
Which, Jennifer?
Well, I mean, the broader statement was made earlier that millennials are not healthy, but then we heard that millennials are picking up food and they're paying attention to where stuff comes from and where it's sourced. So then, does that stuff just not really matter to our general health?
Here's what I'll put it another way. Thank you for bringing me around to putting it another way. Millennials are not strong physically. Physically, they do not exercise. And what I was thinking about when you said that, yeah, gym memberships are very expensive, unless you go to the Y. I think I paid $50 a month to join the Y in Santa Monica, which was a great place for me to go as I was keeping myself in the shape that I want to be in during the wintertime. But what does it take to do a push-up? Or what does it do? It doesn't cost you anything to do sit-ups.
Well, I'm just saying we don't know if most millennials are doing that or not, because there's no way to track that.
I think you can
track gym. Well,
would you agree with me, Kara? Look at people.
Well, okay. So I think that it's true that millennials are not necessarily going out and doing the typical hard labor that you may have found in previous generations that would guarantee that someone is strong. But I also think that looking at generations above me, there's a lot of doughy people
country.
I just think that's not necessarily a trait that you would see in millennials. I think that there's a lot of new trends for different exercise programs that are not your typical gym, so bar or going to a personal trainer. I mean, I go to a personal trainer and do a pretty hard workout a couple times a week, and I don't think that I'm an outlier there. I think that a lot of people do that. So I just, maybe I'm taking offense because I'm a millennial myself, but I just don't think that there's a good way to track it, and I don't know. Yeah, there's plenty of skinny dudes out there, plenty of skinny hipster dudes who aren't working out,
right?
And they're not strong. But I think you could find that.
I think millennial women are in much better shape than millennial men. I'll go with you on that one, Doug.
Women are getting much all across the board in much better shape than men are, and all kinds of things, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual. I think women are coming around to this attention given to Wonder Woman. That movie, which has done so well, I think you're going to see that it will have a major impact, frankly, on women in lots of different ways. I'm not sure even that we can tell what they are, but you look at it as just a movie. But a lot of times movies like that start movements, and attention is paid to things that might not have been the case heretofore. So, good. Stimulating thoughts, which is what we're all about. 19 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Of attention given to the Beatles, appropriately enough, 50 years of Sergeant Pepper, and it happens that coincidental with the focus on it, that this is the third best-selling album, if you will, CD, whatever you want to call it, in the Billboard Top 200. So it was number one in 1967. And now the 50th anniversary brings it back around to a whole new generation. Had you ever heard any of this? I would say Jennifer more likely than not because of her dad's closeness to this.
My dad's closeness. My mom is a gigantic Beatles fan. Really? I was raised on this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what about you, Victoria, and your connection to even, let's narrow it down to Sergeant Pepper. I would ask about the Beatles in general, but it's hard to avoid any connection, no matter how old you are, with the Beatles. But what about Sergeant Pepper?
I think I heard Sergeant Pepper for the first time when I was maybe in high school or college. My mom is a big Beatles fan, but she's very early Beatles, so she considered this like later Beatles, so this wasn't her thing. She was into more like the early I Want to Hold Your Hand kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like all the cheesy stuff she liked.
Excuse me? Cheesy stuff? Whoa. Yeah. Them's fighting words.
And Paul was her favorite.
Really?
Yeah, my Paul mom, too.
I know, right?
He was dreamy.
Yeah. Like right.
So this is very interesting. You look back at the chronology of all of this, from December of 1967, which was the last time it appeared on the charts. It was this time of year when it came out, and it lasted well in terms of sales for the whole the rest of the year. Now, the Sgt. Pepper reissue has given the Beatles their best Billboard position since March of 2001, when the Beatles' Greatest Hits compilation dropped in. At number one, 8 weeks on the top of the chart. So anytime there's a Beatles thing, the Beatles hadn't recorded anything together for, what, since the 70s, so for 30 years, when this, when the Greatest Hits came out. And so, you know, you think about the impact that this is not Mozart, and this is not Bach or Beethoven, but yet it will have the same lasting power as some of the great classics, because they are. In and of themselves, the Beatles are classic. If you don't think that that's the case, come back in 100 years or in your next life and you'll see and hear and that there's plenty of still focus on this group. John, Paul, George, where, by the way, there's a book out now about the Beatles. And, you know, with anything good, there's always somebody who's going to try to counter it. So this book details what the Beatles were doing as they sort of divorced. They fell apart in the late 60s. John and Paul and George were not getting along. Ringo was the peacemaker. Pretty interesting. And that's why he stayed friendly with everybody, when in part over years, especially John. John was very difficult, but one wonders whether that wasn't the case because of his wife. Often you hear Yoko Ono being blamed.
I'm a little over, like, blame the woman for everything.
Well, I think that's a generalization. In this circumstance, she was difficult, but so was John. John was always difficult. And so maybe they made great...
In the last few years, I've seen Paul interviewed a bunch of times because he's been very public with music, new music and stuff like that. And
yeah.
He has pretty much said that was all started by the press, that Yoko didn't break up the Beatles.
No,
that he and John
did.
I know you know. I'm just saying, like, in general, that is right. Still something that gets blamed on her. And even
well,
he
there
said
was a
that
rumor
that wasn't
that
true.
Yoko and Linda didn't like each other at all, and they were always catting it one way or another. George was kind of on his own as well. Paul and Ringo have always been the closest, and you see that today, even as they get together and do things. I think they were together doing something last week. So anyway, this is another point of view on the Beatles that we will... You know what I do with that stuff? Throw it away! Who wants that? 28 past the hour.
Easy takes a while. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A young man stood at the ticket booth waiting to get his ticket. The ticket master called him forward and asked, "Destination?" The young man said, "Easy. I want to go where things are easy." "Oh," said the ticket master, "well, that's just a straight shot. It's a very, very far distance, but it's just a straight shot." See, the same is true for life. It takes a long time to get to easy, but the path is a straight shot. Have a vision of where you want to go. Work incredibly hard, consistently, for many years. Develop self-discipline and patience. Be kind to people and do the right thing no matter what. You'll get to easy. It'll take a while, but you'll get there. For directions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money, Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 34 after the hour, it is Tuesday, the 6th of June on the radio and elsewhere. Yep, you can follow what's going on with the DJV experience. Yes, follow the lives and loves of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen by going to Doug Steffen now. If you listen to an hour on your way to work, or on your way home from work, or somehow or other you're occupied by 1 hour, but you think that this is a fascinating group of unique people, all of us are friends, we have an interesting perspective on things, we don't necessarily always agree, but we have something that's stimulating, and people like that. So if you, the way the world is today, you find something that you really like, and you want to listen to it. And in the old days, you'd go to work, and, oh, shucks, I wonder what the guys talked about for the rest of the day. Well, now we can fix that. Tune in radio. Get to that on your computer or your mobile device. Do a search for Doug Steffen now, and you can hear all the DJV hours. You can hear all the daily shows. Hear everything that you couldn't hear in a way before, but now it's all there. And you can archive what you'd like, blog talk. Also, you have the ability to get distinct and purposeful blends of conversation about specific things, issues and segments that we do that are helpful. And all that stuff is listed, Kara, isn't it? All the things that we put in blog talk are listed, so you can go there and download that and listen to it. Do you even use the term download anymore?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just checking. I got to make sure my lingo is right. And the focus here is on the conversations that you don't hear elsewhere, whether it's about the news or about people in the news. For example, the story of Halle Berry. Yesterday we were talking about whether she's pregnant or not. Is she? There's a denial here as to whether is she just getting fat. Maybe she needs to exercise like we were talking about before. Do some sit-ups. Or... is there something more? You can deny whatever you want. No, we have no... You can deny without not telling the truth, right? You can say, well, there's no truth to her belly being bigger.
It was weird, though. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, that's what I made mention of it yesterday.
It's a really weird pose, because she's not only just holding her stomach, but, like, right. There is a bump there. And I feel like pregnancy bumps have a very distinct look.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't just look like a... fries and a burger.
Yeah, like why would she draw attention to that? You know, like the way she's
maybe
like
she
cradling.
Wanted, yeah, maybe she needed a little publicity. No one's been talking about Halle Berry lately, have they? Maybe she needs some attention. Maybe she really is pregnant. Maybe she's a pregnancy denier.
It's just always the weirdest thing to deny to me because, like, you're going to find out in a couple months if it's true or not.
But then again, if she really was, would she have worn such a fitted dress?
I don't know what, though, but this is unrelated, but Liam Payne, who is in One Direction, his girlfriend just had a baby, a few months ago.
2 months ago.
And, yeah, and they denied it for the first couple months, and then she wore, like, a tight dress on the red carpet, and everyone was like, I think she was lying. I'm pretty sure she is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, next up, name in the news, name number two is Letitia Astacio. Letitia Astacio, you know who she is?
I love her nuts.
Letitia Astacio is a judge in the Buffalo area of New York. A city court judge was arrested yesterday in her chambers. This is like an episode of Law and Order. So she's the court deputies and the police executed a bench warrant issued for her by another judge. Wouldn't you think? If they're working in the same building, the judges say, hey, we got a warrant here for your arrest. You better get out of this. No, she was carrying on a case, and the courtroom is full, and in march the police and arrest her on all kinds of charges. She went before the judge that signed the warrant, Judge Stephen Aronson of City Court, and apparently she has a number of problems, including drunk driving cases. She's being held without bail until her hearing, which is, I think, tomorrow or the next day, because she'd been living, she was, for some reason or other, I don't know, this is a very convoluted story. How do you not take care of something like that if you're a judge? The judge offered a deal to this other judge. The judge hearing the case said, plead guilty to violating your drunk driving sentence and get 45 days in jail, 2 years probation, 6 months with an ankle monitor. And so she said, I'm not going to do that. So that's why she went to jail. How do you like that? Can you imagine sitting in a courtroom and look at you? Here comes the judge. There goes the judge. How many people remember the song? Here comes the judge. You remember that?
Of course.
That's a song, really?
Yeah. That classic Beatles tune?
No.
Here Comes the Judge?
Nope. Uh-uh. It was a black performer.
Here Comes the Judge.
Here Comes the Judge. See if you can find it. It'll be pretty easy. While you're doing that, I'm going to tell you another story about somebody else. Palmer.
Now we're doing it. This isn't
no,
it?
No, that's not
this,
the song.
Uh-uh. It's called Here Comes the Judge, so this is what you're getting.
No, I want the other one. What's the year on this one?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, all right. No.
Long.
Crank this up. This may be it.
Yeah. 90 days. 30 days to boogaloo. 30 days to learn how to sing a lane. And 30 more for the Afro twist. What is this?
Maybe. I don't know, Jennifer. No, there it is. Okay, yeah. Crank that up. Here comes.
Does he look like the man?
No, you are.
Well, I'm
star. You got to go then. You say you can't recognize a man. You got to go.
What year was this?
Late 60s, I'm going to remember, I think. Was it, say, you don't care, 67, 68?
Had to be late 60s, early 70s.
No, I don't have a year for it. Yeah. But
here come the judge. Here come the judge. That's how it started. Okay.
Yep.
You've had enough of that.
Okay.
All right, next up in the
what
name...
What disturbs me is that I'm much closer in age to Victoria than I am to Doug.
I seem to have
Doug's musical taste.
I think it may have something to do with your father, but my kids tease me all the time. Megan will tell me, and Brendan, they're the only ones all through high school or even when they were younger who knew the lyric lines to all these old songs. Nobody else even ever heard of them, but because I listened to this stuff and I was at the time when they were kids. Well, actually, Brendan wasn't born yet. I played music from 65 to 74 on the radio. So Megan was used to, sort of had some of the signs. She was only a year old when I became a talk person. But the stuff was around the house, yes, and in the car, all over the place. All right, one more name in the news, Palmer Luckey. You know who he is?
No.
No.
Founder of Oculus. It's a company that was bought out by Facebook. Daily Beast revealed that this guy funded a pro-Trump technology, created a virtual border wall that will use technology found in self-driving cars to spot border crossers. In other words, he's helping the pro-Trumpers who want to detect who's coming across the border illegally. Story in yesterday's New York Times reports this guy left the company earlier this year. And apparently that's after the Daily Beast discovered that he donated $10,000 to Nimble America. Do you know what that is, Jen?
Nimble America. I don't know what that is.
A group that would be a Bannon-type group, a subset of the alt-right that helped to promote Donald Trump during the election. And he went on his own to develop, to try to, I think, get some sort of credit with the Trump people. He started this border project, and not that the idea of doing it is bad, but because the media is so controlled by certain elements, he was condemned for his donation. Why? So he's, I mean, it may be a wackadoodle group, but there are plenty of wackadoodle groups on the other side, too. See, that's what I don't get about this, and it gets my blood boiling a little bit, so I don't want to talk. I'm not going to go down the street too much. But I figured you might know who he was. there's an application there. Because Jennifer does a moderately political program on a local L.A. radio station after she does this one. And I would have thought that some of the characters there would know what Nimble America was and who this guy. I'd never heard of him before. But you know what it points out? How many people, and I'm not, let's just take this guy out of it and find a number of other people who have made a lot of money in companies where they were involved at the beginning, like the people at Facebook or people where did it just go?
Not Facebook, Twitter.
No, well,
are you looking for social media?
Yeah, any of these companies. They all came in the beginning. They had nothing but sweat equity, and they leave. Look at Paul Allen with Microsoft. He was a second guy to Bill Gates, and he got out, what, 20 years ago? The guy's got billions and billions and billions of dollars because he held on to his stock. And that's what a lot of these people, these companies get bought up by Facebook or Microsoft or whatever, Google. You know, they can start it, and they stay for 3 or 4 years, and they end up having fabulous wealth created, and they had a hand in it, so they deserve to get the recognition, to get the payout. But I think a lot of people just don't realize the names that you see, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and the Google guys and the people that are at the top, they're the ones that seem to get all the credit, and it's thought they have all the money. But there are plenty of people, if you go down the ladder and look at the various levels, there are plenty of people who have made fabulous sums of money. working in some of these things. And I think that's really why I told you that story, because I thought it was interesting. This guy decided to use his money to help Donald Trump and to get to curry favor with him to create a piece of software that could be used in conjunction. I mean, who thinks up these ideas? Technology from self-driving cars to be used to spot illegal border crossings.
Well, that's what I think is more interesting about it, is because virtual reality is becoming a huge thing. I mean, you've seen a lot of commercials with phones where you can connect it to a headset, and then basically it, you know, whatever you see on the phone, it's like you're in virtual reality. It's very realistic. It's like you're there, but you haven't seen it come to play into, like, politics or government really yet. Yeah. So it kind of feels like this is the first step in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just really rather interesting.
Which I don't know if it's good or bad to do that, but...
Can we do it? Can we make it judgment-less? Is there a word?
Well, I mean, if someone's running across the border, you know, unless they're shouting, "I'm an American, help me," I mean...
Right. Yeah, I know what they're up to.
I mean, right. You know, if you can use software... I mean, you know, again, this is sort of automation and losing jobs to automation. But, you know, if software can do that, then, you know, and that's cool. I mean, there's I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't really. Is someone complaining about it or?
No, I think there's the usual sort of liberal bias in certain media corners. The eyebrows are raised. Oh, who's this guy who gave $10,000 to Trump? And then to curry favor with him, he's developing, like, because maybe that's where his head is at. Maybe he likes him. And so why does that mean you have to have, you're entitled to specific scrutiny because you're doing something like this? How many people have done the same sort of thing to help Al Gore and the climate guys?
Everything,
it's just about who you're helping.
Yeah, everything in Silicon Valley exists because someone there had a passion about something,
right,
and that's what they're
interested
in.
Turned it into
in.
A great business that helped America grow.
Yeah, so I think that there are things in Silicon Valley that are created from both fronts, people on both sides, and if that's what he's getting criticism for, then I think that's silly.
Well,
but I mean, if this is beneficial, and if it's cheaper, and if it's more efficient than a physical wall, then I don't see a problem with it.
Good for you, Kara.
Well, thank you.
Stick to your guns. Kara, Victoria, Jennifer, the DJV, you can follow the DJV program, by the way, on Twitter, at DJV Show. You can also follow the stars, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. I like them apples. And follow us on Facebook. Like us there, facebook.com/DJV Show, where it's 11 minutes for the hour.
Plus size fashion lovers, this is the sale you've been waiting for. Most everything you need or want for summer is on sale now at Catherine's Plus Sizes. It's the semi-annual sale featuring our lowest prices of the season, happening now in stores and online. Save on bras, panties, shorts, capris, dresses, and tops in sizes 0X to 5X at Catherine's Plus Sizes. Stock up on fashion bras and panties in our newest colors, prints, and styles. Buy two bras, get one free. And buy three panties, get three free. Plus, save on select summer tanks and tees in bright summer colors and prints, starting at just $19.99. So don't wait. Update your summer wardrobe for a whole lot less at the semi-annual sale at Catherine's Plus Sizes and online at Catherine's.com. Visit Catherine's.com for locations. Catherine's. We fit you beautifully.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help
offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, 53 past now. It's Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. An update on some of the important tech stories of the day. Some news from Apple. And then there's strawberries. We got all kinds of fruit. Great. In the tech report today, time maybe for a little bit of news from Instagram. All brought to you by the folks who bring you the opportunity to find just the right help under circumstances that you can control, thank heavens. If you have a local business, you have a regional business, you have a national business, you ought to be taking advantage of this free opportunity from ZipRecruiter.com to find the best help. What happens with ZipRecruiter? If you're hiring, you have a description, a job description, right? So you put that on a number of sites, so that's what you've done in the past, but now you have to do it once at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. With one click, you send over the job request, the requirements, what do you want, and how is this person going to be needed in your business. And then you, in 24 hours, will find all kinds of things. You'll be matched with candidates that are from all over the place. 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter.com get qualified candidates in a day. And you don't have to mess around with emails and take a lot of phone calls because that work is done by ZipRecruiter. They have an easy-to-use dashboard. You'll find it a pluperfect way to solve the problems of having good people looking for the good jobs in your good company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free for the asking. Qualified job candidates, immediate results. That's what they promise. First time is free. Try it. Why not, for heaven's sake? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. How about one more time? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find employees on the spot, or practically on the spot. All right, what has Apple unveiled today, Victoria?
Well, Apple had their big, highly anticipated conference where they unveil new products, and of course, this September it'll be the tenth anniversary of the iPhone. So everyone who's an Apple enthusiast is still waiting to see what those specs are going to look like. But Apple did unveil something yesterday that was interesting called the HomePod. They're really late to the market on this one. I'm an Apple fan, but I don't understand the need for this at this point. They are at least a few years behind Amazon's Alexa and Google Home. So this is their new thing called the HomePod. It is way more expensive than Google or the Amazon one. This is going to be $350. It'll start it'll be in stores December. And the Echo is $180, and Google Home is $130. So I have no idea why this is $350 for Apple. Some of the new features coming to iPhones and iPads. Yeah, it's. I guess they must know that Apple fans will just pay any amount of money, I guess. But it does really nothing different than any of the other home systems. So some of the new features for iPhones and iPads include messages that will sync to Apple servers in the cloud. This is kind of cool. It means that basically the devices will only keep your most recent messages in local storage before sending them to the cloud, so you won't lose anything if you lose your phone or if your phone dies. Apple's also bringing the ability to send money to friends to their Apple Pay service. So instead of things like Venmo, which is an app that you can send your friends money for dinner or whatever, which is not really that secure and they've had lots of issues, Apple Pay is stepping in on that one. The new update for the fall will be iOS 11. And that's going to hit in September, and that has some interesting things. Doug, you'll like this one. If we switch you over to being an Apple person, Safari, which is Apple's web browser, they want to make users' online experience smoother and less annoying by allowing users to automatically block autoplay videos. So anytime you open up a website, and you know, and it doesn't really load properly because a video is playing in the background, Safari will block all of that from happening, which is cool. They're also going to use intelligent tracking prevention, meaning, you know how if you've searched for a product and then every website you go to, there's an ad for that product because it's tracking you? Yep. Well, Safari is also going to prevent that from happening. They won't block ads, per se, but they will be blocking them from tracking you and all the cookies and everything else that, essentially, that really bogs down your speed. So there are some good updates with that, but again, you know, the Apple Home just seems very, very late to the market. It's the first new product they've had since the Apple Watch came out in 3 years ago now? So I'm not sure what's going on with Apple. They seem very behind schedule, and we're not really sure the highly anticipated iPhone 8 in September either. That's supposed to be glass and waterproof. And
that's burned down Apple's headquarters.
I know. Yeah, it's not a whole lot of great news. I'm not sure what the stock did yesterday, but I'd be surprised if it went, you know, skyrocketing.
Well, with Apple, excuse me, is very consistent, but there's always people are funny about stuff, you know, trends up or down, depending on which way, literally sometimes the wind blows, but I wouldn't lose any sleep about the value of Apple stock if it were me. Matter of fact, if I could, I'd probably buy some. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.